glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
See, we're talking about authority, faith, and the anointing. The fact that Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me." He did not say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I'm the Son of God." He did not say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I'm God manifest in the flesh." He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me." Now, certainly He was the Son of God. Certainly He was God manifest in the flesh. But the reason that the Spirit of God was upon Him and that He could heal the sick was because God anointed Him with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Now, see, most people never understood that. They've always thought it came by inheritance. Because that He was the Son of God, He just came here and started doing all these things. But He didn't. He operated on the same level that you and I are capable of operating in on this planet Earth, with the exception of the fact that He had no sin in Him. He walked perfect and upright under that old covenant. And it made it legal for God to anoint Him to destroy the works of the devil. Therefore, He could do it as a man and not as God. Can you see that? Somebody said, "Boy, that sure leaves me out because I can't walk perfect and upright under the old covenant." In fact, it's hard to walk perfect and upright under the new covenant, somebody said. But no, you see, because of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It makes it possible for us all to walk perfect and upright under the old covenant, the new covenant, as though sin had never been. And then Jesus can anoint you. Thank God for the anointing. Now, as you notice, Jesus began to do great and mighty miracles after the Holy Ghost came upon Him. He did great miracles. Go to the 5th chapter. Verse 17, "It came to pass that a certain day that He was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which had come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them." Notice specifically it says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. That's the reason the power of the Lord was there, was present to heal them. But them didn't get healed. Only Him got healed. The one man that they brought in on a stretcher. "And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and lay him before Him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when He saw their faith, He said unto him, Man, thy sins be forgiven thee." And boy, I mean, that stirred up the scribes and the Pharisees. Oh, who do you think you are to forgive sins? Then Jesus goes on to say, verse 23, "Was it easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." He said unto the sick with palsy, "I say unto thee, Rise, take up thy couch and go into thy house." And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Well, there's still people seeing strange things. Now notice, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Who's them? The whole multitude. But did you notice that only one man got healed in this whole multitude? The power of the Lord didn't heal them. It only healed him. And Jesus said to the man, I want to point something out here that may help some of you. He said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." Now see, here's an old boy that probably knew about healing and what Jesus was doing. But he had sin in his life, and his heart condemned him, and his faith wouldn't work. If you're walking in known sin and haven't repented of it, then your faith is crippled. Jesus removed the condemnation from him. And when he did, the old boy gathered up his bed and went home. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, come into the sixth chapter. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfield. Oh, I'm in the wrong place. Go to Mark, the sixth chapter. No wonder it didn't read right. Mark chapter 6, verse 1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogues. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence has this man these things, and what wisdom is this, which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. Now notice, Jesus is in his own hometown here. And he's done great and mighty miracles. But now he's come into his own hometown, and they saw him as a carpenter. Now they could have got their barn repaired. They could have got their house repaired, maybe. But they couldn't get healed because they didn't believe in that he was anointed. They wouldn't believe in the anointing. They had no faith in the anointing that was in Jesus because he was a hometown boy. Now, it's strange that people think that if you're anointed of God, you walk strange or you look strange or you're some kind of strange cat, you know. No. See, Jesus worked right among them. He was a carpenter. He worked. And they got offended because, you see, they said, why, he's not like our other religious leaders. Why, he couldn't be anointed. But now listen to what he says. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about the village teaching. Now, notice that when faith was low, Jesus ministered by the laying on of hands. And I think there's something significant here. There is something about the laying on of hands. You see, they recognized that he had done mighty works by his hands. They wasn't talking about his carpenter work. They recognized that when he laid his hands on people, something happened. And they said, how can he do these mighty works? We know who he is. Why, he can't be anointed of God. But he's doing something with his hands. You know, Jesus told them several times, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. I mean, the kingdom hadn't even come, but brother, when he laid his hands on them, it did. Came before its time, and they got healed and delivered and set free. Well, all that was never supposed to happen until after the kingdom of God had come on the day of Pentecost. But Jesus ushered it in before its time through faith. Boy, I tell you, you can do some things through faith. You can't do it any other way. You take old Enoch. He walked with God and was not, for God took him. Here's a man that before his time, I mean, He's just walking along there with God, got so filled with the faith of God, he looked down through the tunnel of time and he said, glory to God, there's going to be a resurrection one of these days. There's going to be a catching up of the church. Bless God, he said, I think I'll just take mine now. And he just had his own private rapture. Called it into his day, which was not even for his dispensation. He did it through faith. But now here in Jesus' own hometown, they wouldn't believe he was anointed. He said he laid his hands on a few sick folks. The Greek says a few sickly folks. Wasn't much wrong with them. He couldn't do any mighty miracles there. One translation said he tried to, but he couldn't. And boy, that blows some folks' theology. They thought that Jesus just do anything. But no, it took faith in the anointing. They had to believe in his authority and have faith in the anointing. And I tell you, if you're going to operate in the power of God and in the anointing of God, you've got to have faith in the authority that you have as the body of Christ. And you've got to release your faith in the anointing. And then to carry it a step further. If you're going to operate in the Word of God and get God's Word to work for you, you're going to have faith in the authority of God's Word. and faith in that anointing that's in that Word. How many of you know the Word of God's anointing? That anointing will get inside you if you'll speak it, proclaim it, and declare it. That's why it's so important what we speak and what we say and what we pray, is because if it doesn't agree with the Word of God, then we're not having faith in the authority of the Word. God's Word is the final authority. And we must have faith in that authority and faith in the anointing that is in it. The physical body, your physical body, gives you authority on this planet. But then there must be an anointing to destroy the works of the devil. You see, Jesus didn't say that the preachers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. He said to the believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So the body of Christ, the ordinary Joe church member, believer, born-again person, has the right to lay hands on the sick and that anointing to flow through them. But you see, if you don't recognize that you have authority to do that, your physical body and the fact you're born again gives you the authority to do that. God furnishes the anointing by the Holy Spirit.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the broadcast today. I trust you've been blessed as we've taught concerning authority, faith, and anointing. Our tape offer this week is offer number 7108. 7108. It's called Authority, Faith, and the Anointing, a single audio cassette for $6 plus $3 postage and handling. Now, on this tape, we talk about the authority of man and the authority of Jesus. Did you realize that Jesus had to have the authority of a man to destroy the works of the devil? The Scripture says, "For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might loosen, dissolve, and undo the works the devil had done." I believe that's what the Amplified says. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Well, God had given the authority of this earth to mankind, so Jesus had to be born on this planet with a physical, flesh, blood, and bone body to have authority here to destroy the works of the devil. Because in Genesis chapter 1, God gave man authority over this planet, said, "Subdue it and have dominion over it." So it would have been illegal for God to come down here in his divine Godhead powers and start destroying the works of the devil after he had given the authority of the earth to man. So if you don't understand the authority that your body gives you, then you will never have strong faith, because you see, your body gives you authority on this planet. If you don't know anything else to do, the devil comes around your house, gets your birth certificate out and read it to him. He doesn't have one, and he has a spiritual body, doesn't have a physical body, therefore he has no authority on this planet, and he has to usurp your authority to do anything on this planet. Now, you need this tape. This tape will help you understand why Jesus, after he was baptized in the River Jordan, did great and mighty miracles. But until he was 30 years of age, until he was baptized and the Holy Ghost descended upon him, he never did one single miracle. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Kepps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on